This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Between a soybean field harvest in November and to planting soybeans in May, it can be hard to find a useful crop in that short season. This past fall, the soil was warm enough to plant wheat all the way into December, but that quick turnaround from harvest to planting could have been hard unless it was planned. So, farmers might be wondering if anything can be planted in early spring. Spring oats or spring wheat might be a good answer. It can not only provide high-quality livestock forage, but can also help protect the soil from the heavy spring rains. It can even provide some weed control. There are still a couple of months away from the suggested planting dates for spring oats or spring wheat in southeast Kansas at around February 20th to March 15th, but either can be planted earlier if the field is dry enough. Technically, there are spring oat and wheat varieties that can be planted for grain production, but honestly, I don't suggest it. Spring wheat is harvested, on average, a week after winter wheat. This could push soybean planting into late June. Also, the yields are about half of winter wheat. We just don't have cool enough temperatures for long enough to get the spring wheat or oat yields like they do farther north. It does, however, make for high-quality hay or forage. The oats need to be around 6 inches tall with a good rooting system before cattle can be turned out. There will likely only be 45 to 60 days of grazing available, but the stocking rates can be high, at nearly 1 to 1.5 750-pound stockers per acre. Be sure to watch out for bloat and supply some magnesium mineral due to risk of Grat tetany. The forage can be hayed, and this is best done at the late milk to early doe stage, and if hayed, it is suggested to do a nitrate level test. The amount of forage produced by spring oats planted in February could get 3 to 4 tons in a mild spring. If the oats are not grazed or hayed, then the residue, once it is terminated, can act as weed control mulch for the summer crops in a no-till situation. Much like a rye cover crop, soybeans can be planted into a green standing spring oats. However, it won't be a thick mat like rye can turn into. The planting depth for oats is 1/2 to 1 inch. Wheat a little deeper at 1 inch is ideal. Spring oats or wheat are going to be hayed need to be fertilizer with about 70 pounds of nitrogen pre-plant or top dress to increase growth speed or improve protein. Higher nitrogen rates are possible for fields that are going to be grazed, but it is unlikely to be worth the higher rates considering the current cost of fertilizer. Seeding rates for haying or grazing are about 2 bushels per acre. For spring wheat, that comes to about 120 pounds per acre. Spring oats also work well with soybeans in regard to MAP and DAP fertilizer. MAP and DAP contain nitrogen that the spring oats need but the soybeans don't, but then supply the phosphorus for the soybeans later. Oats are easily controlled before planting soybeans with glyphosate or glufosinate. One concern with spring oats or any cover crop is herbicide carryover from the seeding summer crop. Herbicides in the triazine family, like atrazine and a few other residual herbicides, can be harmful to spring oats. However, this is more of a concern with fall-planted spring oats or cover crops, but it is somewhat limits early planting spring options. If you have any questions about spring oats or wheat or other cover crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.